What if I told you that a bankrupt real estate investor in his 20s would become the financial guru trusted by millions? Dave Ramsey's story isn't about discovering some secret investment formula or inheriting wealth. It's about hitting rock bottom so hard that the only way forward was a complete financial overhaul. Facing foreclosure, answering relentless collection calls, and watching his marriage strain under financial pressure, Ramsey learned something counterintuitive. Winning with money has almost nothing to do with being smart. It's about changing behavior. This revelation, forged in the crucible of bankruptcy, became the foundation for a system that's helped millions escape debt and build wealth. The Total Money Makeover isn't just another finance book. It's a behavioral blueprint that acknowledges a simple truth. If you're financially struggling, you probably already know what to do. The question is, why aren't you doing it? Personal finance is 80% behavior and only 20% head knowledge. Doctors earning $400,000 live paycheck to paycheck. Lawyers with financial expertise drown in credit card debt. Financial advisors can't manage their own money. The problem? We treat money like a math problem when it's actually emotional. Your last impulse purchase or spending argument wasn't about spreadsheets. It was about feelings, habits, and deep beliefs about security and freedom. This explains why money fights predict divorce more accurately than disagreements about children or in-laws. Financial stress drains bank accounts, corrodes relationships, and steals peace of mind. The path forward starts with radical honesty. Stop blaming the economy, your employer, or bad luck. The person in the mirror created the situation and has the power to fix it. This accountability shift is liberating. You're not a victim of circumstances. You're the architect of your financial future. Financial denial hides behind nice cars, fashionable clothes, and impressive homes. Approximately 70% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, one emergency away from catastrophe. Yet most initially believe they're in the secure 30%. By day's end, after honest reflection, many admit they're one car repair or medical bill from disaster. The average household carries over $15,000 in credit card debt, $28,000 in auto loans, and $48,000 in student loans, while saving less than 5% of income. These aren't people lacking information. They're living in willful denial. Denial means knowing your financial numbers, but choosing to ignore them, living as if you didn't. Like the proverbial frog in gradually heating water, millions remain financially unfit while believing fitness will somehow occur without effort. Breaking denial requires brutal honesty about where you stand today, not where you wish you were. Only then can meaningful change begin. Living without an emergency fund is like driving without a spare tire, one breakdown away from disaster. Baby step one establishes this safety net. Save $1,000 as quickly as possible through sacrifice, canceling subscriptions, working overtime, selling unused items, or pausing retirement contributions. This cushion handles life's minor emergencies: broken water heaters, car repairs, dental work. Once debt-free, you'll expand this to 3 to 6 months of expenses. The debt snowball attacks debt with psychological precision. List all debts smallest to largest, ignoring interest rates. Make minimum payments on everything except the smallest debt, which receives every available dollar until eliminated. Then roll that payment into the next smallest debt. Why ignore interest rates? Money problems are behavioral, not mathematical. Quick victories create momentum sustaining you through larger battles. This journey typically takes 18 to 24 months of intense sacrifice, driving older cars, skipping vacations, working extra hours. These extreme measures compress years of debt repayment into months. The reward isn't deprivation, it's freedom. Without monthly payments consuming your income, you gain options indebted people cannot imagine. Once debt is eliminated and your emergency fund is complete, shift from defense to offense, from eliminating negatives to building assets. Invest 15% of your gross income toward retirement, balancing future security with other priorities, like paying off your home and saving for children's education. The power of compound growth is extraordinary. A couple earning $50,000 annually who invest 15% from age 27 could accumulate nearly $8 million tax-free by age 70. Starting at age 42, they could still reach over $1 million by age 65. Building substantial wealth doesn't require extraordinary income, just extraordinary consistency and patience. Focus on growth stock mutual funds with long track records, maximizing employer matching and tax advantages, particularly Roth IRAs. After establishing retirement investing, fund children's education through education savings accounts or 529 plans. College costs increase roughly 8% annually, turning today's $20,000 annual cost into approximately $93,000 when a newborn reaches college age. Investing $2,000 annually from birth could yield $126,000 tax-free by age 18. For families short on time, consider less expensive colleges, on-campus employment, military service options, or aggressive scholarship hunting. One determined young woman applied for 1,000 scholarships, received 30, and secured $38,000. By this stage, you're debt-free except for your house, have substantial savings, are investing for retirement, and funding children's education. Now comes the final frontier, eliminating your mortgage. Every available dollar should go toward extra mortgage payments. Always choose 15-year fixed-rate loans over 30-year terms. The 15-year mortgage saves tremendous money and actually gets paid off, unlike 30-year mortgages that most people repeatedly refinance, creating perpetual debt. One couple with $70,000 annual income paid off $118,000 in total debt, including an $85,000 mortgage, in just 6 years. Another family lived in a $250 per month apartment, saved $50,000 annually on $80,000 combined income, and paid cash for a $150,000 home by age 26. Mortgage freedom represents the final barrier to complete financial independence. Without a house payment, your monthly expenses drop dramatically, allowing aggressive wealth building. More importantly, you gain security that transcends market fluctuations. Regardless of economic conditions, your home remains yours. At the pinnacle, you're debt-free with a fully funded emergency fund, investing for retirement, education funded, and home owned outright. Your wealth grows until you can live off investment returns without touching principal. But wealth brings danger, specifically materialism and affluenza. True wealth isn't about possessions, but options and impact. Money magnifies character, revealing who you truly are. Generous people become extraordinarily generous with wealth. Bitter people become increasingly bitter. This explains why lottery winners often experience tragedy. Sudden wealth accelerates existing character flaws. The ultimate purpose of wealth isn't consumption, but contribution. Many who complete their total money makeover discover giving becomes their favorite financial activity, providing satisfaction consumption never could. Financial freedom reveals that career achievements and possessions are hollow foundations. True fulfillment comes from relationships, contribution, and living aligned with deeper values. Money becomes a tool rather than a goal, enabling purpose rather than defining it. When you're no longer controlled by debt or the need to impress others, you gain freedom to pursue what truly matters. You work because you want to, not because you have to. This is what it means to truly live like no one else.